Many of you know my brother Preston. You may know that he's a fairly organized fellow, leaving very little to chance and liking to plan ahead. Well, he had already made up his mind some time ago what kind of girl he was going to marry, and he had shared it with Mom and Dad on occasion. She was going to be about yay tall. She was going to have dark hair, brown eyes, olive skin, and weigh about a
and what? And weigh what?
So those holiday, on that holiday break, he was out there, I guess, attending services. But then, even as a kid, I seem to recall him lingering after service a few times outside, out by the car, talking to this tall, slender, well-tanned, blonde, blue-eyed young lady. And didn't think much about it, and even had, I mean, what's to worry about? I mean, this girl didn't look anything like any girl that Preston had ever described that he would ever be. Now, I've been told that sometimes the unexpected happens. And I just think that some basic law of physics or nature or something must have got suspended for a few seconds. And would you believe the love bug bit? And bit hard. Those two, the teenager, J. Preston Eby, the teenager evangelist, Lorraine Walker, the blonde, blue-haired young lady who was from just across the road from the church that Preston had been so upset that our dad had taken. Mama was Mrs. Walker, who was the one that had given him directions to the church that first day when we went out there. They were married less than 18 months. The following October 1955, Mom and Dad went to Cuba for the first time as missionaries. Of course, I was with them, and nobody expected they'd be back before at least a year or two, because they were down there to learn what it was all about and all that. But then they had to come home unexpectedly in January of 1956. But in the meantime, since Preston and Lorraine did not know that they would be coming back, did not expect that they would be coming back, they knew their wedding was for May of 56, so they had already made arrangements for a local minister to do the wedding. Now, you're not going to believe this. Do you know what happened? He forgot. And not only did he forget, he scheduled an out-of-the-country trip for the very week they were to be married. And of course, since our dad was unexpectedly available, guess who wound up doing that wedding? Well, it was a beautiful, warm Florida evening, and you know, in May of 1956, the wedding was in the front yard of the Walker residence, out by the big tree, with all those plants out there, because you see, the Walkers ran a nursery. And it was just beautiful. But I have to confess, I don't remember a single thing about that ceremony. Because you see, I was only 8 years old. And on top of that, I was a boy. Now, think about an 8-year-old boy. A wedding ceremony is about the last thing that would interest an 18-year-old boy. Nonetheless, not to worry, because I was engaged. Because Lorraine's older brothers, they had great plans. And important business to attend to. They had a car to fix up. And let me tell you, I joined them. We fixed up that car. I mean, We wanted to fix up that car. We wanted it to be something that after the wedding was over and when Preston and Lorraine drove away, it would be a vehicle worthy of the occasion. And that doesn't even take into account that one of her brothers had jacked up the back axle so that the back wheels were slightly off of the ground so that when Preston started the car and hit the accelerator, the tires would spin, but the car would go nowhere. And that would be after he figured out how to start it, because they had disabled some of the wires that worked the starter. So the ceremony ended. I'm sure pretty much a lot of the usual stuff that happened, the receptions happened, the cake was cut, and we were over there just in anticipation, like they say, with bated breath. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a car pulls up, stops by the side of the road. Preston and Lorraine go running, open the back door of that car, jump in the back seat, close that back door, and off that car goes. All
backup plan.
Work and effort and creativity all gone to waste. My brother Preston, who's always thinking ahead and everything, he had called themselves a taxi. One of Lorraine's brothers did have a string with some tin cans on it, and somehow or other he managed to get that on the back bumper of that taxi as it was pulling away. And I knew because I was there. So it began. Now that was 60 years ago, and I was only 8 years old, and my brother Preston was 11 years older than that. Here we are 60 years later. I'm 68 years old, and my brother Preston is still 11 years older than I am. And a lot of water's gone under the bridge in that time. Unless you live in West Texas or South New Mexico. But Preston and Lorraine, you know, they've had a lot of experiences. I'm sure they've had their hard times, they've had their ups and downs like we all do. But here we are, right?
Amen.
All these years later, and they're still in love, and they both still love the Lord, and along the way, the Lord has used them to touch a lot of lives.
Amen.
And if you look around here today, you will see, of course, some of the wonderful things that God has brought about from that union.
Amen.
And so it's a real pleasure to be here today, to have the occasion. And so we're going to do a toast. I don't know that I've ever done a toast. Here we go. This is to 60 years of marriage, 60 years of fruitful ministry, and 60 years of God's proven faithfulness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Bless you too.